This is KUT. We're still a long way from understanding the full environmental impact of Hurricane Harvey, but here are some numbers. At least 600,000 gallons of gasoline were spilled in Texas, much of it in Houston, as a result of the storm. Over 7 million pounds of toxic chemicals were released into the air. What could we do to prevent this from happening again? KUT's Mose Bouchel spoke with some environmental and public health advocates and asked them that question.
A lot of that spilled fuel came from storage tanks near the Houston Ship Channel that were damaged in the storm. That points to one potential policy change.
Oil and gasoline tanks are not required to be floodproofed.
Kara Cook is the director of the Toxics Program at the Texas Public Interest Research Group. She'd like to see the state mandate floodproofing for those tanks.
So that's a legal requirement that every company has to follow.
Then there are reporting issues. The process of fracking and producing oil generates wastewater that companies need to at least store or pump back underground. But Luke Metzger with Environment Texas says they're not required to report when it spills.
And that's different than many other states around the U.S. I mean, who knows what quantities may have been released. We just don't have that data.
As far as other proposals, Metzger says,
we can require all new and existing wells to have remote shutoffs, as they require in Colorado. Wells can be retrofitted with containment berms that can help contain spills.
One of the higher profile environmental disasters during the storm happened at the Arkema peroxide plant near Houston. That's where chemical storage tanks exploded and caught fire after backup generators were flooded. So Kara Cook with Texperg also wonders, why not do more to floodproof those generators too?
That's applicable to almost any chemical plant, and it's also applicable to nuclear plants. That's why Fukushima failed in Japan, is that their backup generators failed and were flooded. So this is a really big deal. We should definitely make sure that backup generators are floodproofed.
Some first responders at the Arkema plant say they were injured by fumes from the fires. It's something that might have been avoided with better coordination between the plant and emergency services. And that was actually the aim of a rule that current EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt suspended earlier this year, says Elena Kraft with the Environmental Defense Fund.
There were improvements that were made to that rule that he suspended that would have provided additional information to communities, would have provided additional information to local emergency responders.
The rule had been put into place in response to another chemical plant explosion in Texas at the West Fertilizer Plant. Kraft hopes in light of the Arkema fire, the EPA will consider reinstating it. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.